Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Haizu Alou. Batting second. The first baseman, Harvey Keen. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Haizu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keen reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton, who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Keen scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Mays scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keen scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Haizu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Bertel to Rogers and they have Alou trapped. The throw over to Banks, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hart. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Hart steals second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall is walked intentionally. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 1 in the game. Marichal takes first base on ball 4. Hart moves to third. Crandall moves to second. Haizu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2. And the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers bunts, foul, towards first. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 0-for-1 in the game. Burkell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray Shell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keane hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keane scoops it up and throws to first, with Murray Shell covering, for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keane scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burkell strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keene scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marichal strikes out. One out. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Alou reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Scherr now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. Keene moves to third. It's 4-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum pinch hits for Wayne Scherr. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum strikes out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Hart moves to second. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crandall is walked intentionally. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Marichal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Keene bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Gregory now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Dick Burkell. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 3 in the game. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Raynou moves to second. Bob Shaw now pitching. Lee Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Raynou moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.